Konnichiwa, minasan. Krim desu. Welcome to the 6th edition of J-Rock On. And today's a special episode because December 13th marks Matsumoto Hideto's 41st birthday. Yay! So I'm going to play songs relating to Hide, and I'm going to give you some facts about his life. So I hope you will enjoy. Before we begin, I'd like to say thank you, especially to Malvina, and my first time listener Sakura, and Sid too, for replying to my podcast. I really need feedback, guys. I mean, like, the other J-Rock podcasts are having the same problem. You guys need to comment. I know that you're out there, so if you're listening, please just, like, take the time to just fill in that comment box. It can be, like, one sentence. Like, it just means a lot to me and to, like, the rest of us if you just, like, leave some type of feedback. So, anyway, Matsumoto Hideto was born on December 13th, 1964 in Kanagawa, Yokosuka. And as a child, Hide was overweight, so he was teased a lot by his peers, and that kind of made him very uncomfortable with himself as an adult, because in interviews he says that he doesn't like his body, he doesn't like any part of his body, but he'd rather see women naked than himself. So, but his parents tried to make him lose the weight, and he did successfully. So we should be proud of him for that one. Kudos, Hide. Hide's parents believed that education was very important, and I can relate to him because my mom is as hardcore as that too, because I have an Asian mother. I don't know, it's the Asian parent stereotype. Anyway, so they sent Hide off to schools in America and in Canada, but Hide doesn't remember much about those overseas travels. Hide lived next to an American naval base, so he was also exposed to the American culture there that way. And so he was able to fall in love with the band KISS, which is very popular in the 70s and 80s. So that made him want to try out music. And his grandmother, who played a very important role in his life, got him a Gibson guitar. And he was one of the first kids in that school to get a Gibson guitar, and thus he got the nickname Gibson. In his high school years, he started the band Saber Tiger, and he was the guitarist, leader, and lyrics composer for that band. And they played lives at plenty of gigs and probably like some underground clubs or something. And he was not allowed to play at his school. But anyway, the band eventually disbanded due to a lot of members leaving and then new members being recruited and then a lot of musical differences. So he then decided to stop pursuing a musical career, and he became a certified beautician. His grandmother was a beautician, and since his grandmother was very close to him, I guess he wanted to follow in her footsteps. And because he became a beautician, that played a major role in his visual appearance when he entered the band X Japan. But we'll talk about Hide and X Japan after this song. It is called Mother of Jason by Saber Tiger. Thanks so much to End of the World 98 from Live Journal for sharing a bunch of Saber Tiger MP3s with me. So here is Mother of Jason. Enjoy!
Mother! Oh. Jason! Thank you.
And that was Mother of Jason by Saber Tiger. I think you can notice how it was actually live because I think I can hear the microphone like moving around and stuff. Because of Saber Tiger's exposure into the music scene, Yoshiki called Hide and asked him to join his band X. And reluctantly and kind of casually, Hide's like, okay. Little did he know that that would make a huge difference in his life. It would just completely turn his life around. X Japan was a very influential band in the 80s and 90s, and many of the J-rock bands of today still look up to X Japan. Hide was an amazing guitarist. He could tear it up with his guitar. He can go from these like fast and furious heavy metal songs and then turn all the way around to the like dulcet melodies for those rock ballads. He was just that amazing. And his style, he had style. I mean, sure, it was too much of the big hair and causing more holes in the ozone layer during the 80s, but what can you say? That's the 80s spirit right there. And he was a beautician, so he knew how to style his hair, and the visual appearance of X Japan probably is what led the way for Visual K of today. That's how Hide became known for his wild pink hair. And that's what earned him the name Pink Spider eventually. Hide wasn't too happy with that name that Yoshiki gave him, but he grew to love it. He even wrote a song about it. But before we get into that, I have to play an X Japan song. And since it is Hide's birthday and that is something worth celebrating, I will play X Japan's song called Celebration. Enjoy! And that was Celebration by X Japan. Hide even wrote the lyrics to that song. So, yes, makes it even more special. The PV for Celebration, it was quite funny. It was like a Cinderella kind of story. This little girl like liked X Japan, and her mother was like furious. And then like Hide was like a godmother. He was like the fairy godmother, but he dressed as a witch, so I don't know. And Yoshiki looked really pretty. I think that was him. I'm not sure. He dressed as a princess of some sort. I don't know. He looked really pretty in the dress. That video had so much of American 80s rock hair band like qualities to it. That was probably intentional, but they did a good job with that. I'm sorry that I'm not saying much stuff about X Japan. I'm not really that familiar with them, so any fan out there, teach me. But I want to play this clip from Hey Hey Hey. It's when X Japan was being interviewed, and Hide and Yoshiki are talking about their adventure in McDonald's. Apparently Hide was bugging Yoshiki about something. I don't know what's really going on, but Hide makes a really funny noise to explain the story, so here, listen. Did you hear that? He went woohoo! I wish I could understand what they were saying. He is so cute when he did that. But anyway, I'm sorry about the bad quality of that, because I had to put the microphone next to the speakers while it played on YouTube, because I cannot find that file in my possession. I know I have it, but it is hidden amongst the very disorganized CD collection of mine, so I apologize. Moving right along, Hide decided to start his solo project, and he released the album Hide Your Face. And then afterward, X Japan officially broke up, but Hide kept on going, and he made another album called Science. And he pretty much was involved in all aspects of his music, because he wrote the lyrics, arranged it, he produced his music, and he played practically every instrument. And of course, he sung the vocals. So, he's pretty damn amazing, isn't he? And if that wasn't enough, he even produced bands such as Zeppet Store, Shame, and Transtic Nerve. Those bands are still going on strong today. These bands were all under his record label, Lemond. So, I feel so bad because I haven't been playing that much music. And this is all about the music, but there's so many things about Hide's life that I can talk about. So I have to speed this up. I will play now one of my favorite songs by Hide, Genkai Haretsu. And that was actually a word that Hide made up, and it's based on a very destructive and abusive relationship. It means limiting explosion. So here is Genkai Haretsu. Enjoy! We'll be right back. that had green hair in this PV. Isn't it amazing how his music is so unique and it has like a different blend of sound? You know, like Dice was very like fast-paced rock, and he, of course, there's heavy metal in songs such as like Doubt and Bacteria, and it's also very punk with Rocket Dive and Genkai Haretsu and of course Pink Spider. Hide even does some ballads and some acoustic songs such as Goodbye and Tell Me. Hide's music is very diverse, so you're bound to find something that you like in any of his albums. Hide's lyrics reflect on his very wild, flamboyant personality. He even has some very perverted lyrics there. Blatant examples are Electric Cucumber and Inside the Pervert Mound, which were written in full English. Hide's other songs from his earlier albums also contained a few English words in here and there, and that was from his experiences in America and being surrounded by American culture in Japan. So anyway, moving on, I will tell you a few interesting Hide facts. Hide, when he went to Los Angeles, was mistaken for a prostitute. It's very amusing. In 1993, Hide and Tusk from Z-Kill made a movie called Seth et Horace. Hide played Seth. It ranked on top of the Oricon video charts. Hide was quite a humanitarian beneficiary because he supported the Children's AIDS Fund and he donated a lot to the charity. He even donated blood and bone marrow. And a girl who was terminally ill, she wrote to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and asked that she would meet Hide before she died. And he did. He visited her. But then afterwards, she got better, so she recovered. And that was really amazing. And there's also a video of a little girl who was sick, and she had the chance to meet Hide, and Hide sat down with her, and she even cosplayed as him during his ex-Japan days, and he gave her one of his guitars and autographed it for her, and she got a VIP pass and everything. It was so cute. Hide is a wonderful person inside and out. It's truly remarkable. Speaking of kids, Hide really wanted to have children. He didn't care if it was a boy or a girl. He just wanted to sit one on his lap and play with it. Or if he had two, he'd sit it on the other lap. So cute. But he says that he deals with stress by drinking. So since children are very stressful, would Hide be drinking a lot more if he had kids? Or because he had kids, would he stop? So I don't know how that would work. Okay, time for another song, and this one is a pretty popular song. It earned him an MTV International Video Award in 1998, and this was with his band Spread Beaver. But the one that I'm going to play for you is for the Children's AIDS concert, and they performed with Spread Beaver, Jay, and Sugizo from Lunacy. And this is Pink Spider live. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I apologize for the poor quality of that song. I did my best to amplify it, so I hope you were able to hear it. Anyway, that was Pink Spider Live with Hide with Spread Beaver and Jay and Sugizo from Lunacy. Hide and Jay were pretty close. Jay would often refer to Hide as Hide-ni, which meant Big Brother Hide. He influenced Lunacy greatly and gave Jay advice in 1997 while he did his solo work. Lunacy was among the many artists who did a tribute song for Hide in his Tribute Spirits album. I'm sorry that I'm moving around too much and I'm not being consistent with my chronological order, but anyway, on to Spread Beaver. Spread Beaver, as perverted that name is, was consisted of course, Hide, Ina, Kiyoshi, D.I.E., Jirlin, Joe and Kaz, and Pata from X Japan would even do some guest appearances, I guess, playing lead or backup guitar. Ina, or I-N-A, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, I'm sorry. He wanted to release Hide's final album, so he took the demo tapes and early recordings that they had before Hide died, and he put them together and edited it so that they can complete the album. But there was one song that was left unfinished, and Hide's brother Hiroshi, he did the vocals for one of the songs, and thus Jazu was released posthumously, and it was completely sold out. Hide's other band was called Zilch, and it was based in LA, so it was his American band, and even his songs from that album, 321, it was all in English. He did vocals, of course, and lead guitar, and he released the PV for Electric Cucumber with that band. After Hide died, they released Bastard Eyes, which was basically more remixes of Hide's earlier songs, so I don't know, I didn't really like it, but since I already played Electric Cucumber in my previous podcast, I will play Inside the Pervert Mound. This song actually appeared in an album called Heavy Metal 2000. Listen to Leatherface from the Jazu album and listen to Inside the Pervert Mound from the 321 album, and you will notice that the melody or the tune, the music is the same, except the words are just different. Hide did that for other songs of his, like Fuck Track Number 6, but I digress. Here is Inside the Pervert Mound by Hide with Zilch. Just like home. That was Inside the Pervert Mound by Hide with Zilch. I'd like to know from the listeners and the Hide fans out there, how do you celebrate Hide's birthday? What did you do today or will do tomorrow? This podcast is being broadcast today because it is already the 13th in Japan, so we're basing it on that. So yeah, I'd like feedback. I'd like to know what you guys do. So please share, okay?
I truly, truly apologize that I didn't put that much music on here. I'm really sorry. And I'm sorry if I left out anything about Hide or if I made some errors anywhere. I did my best and this was very improvised, so I'm sorry if I left anything out, and I wish that I made this dedication a little bit better, but this is the best I could do. And so there's so many things that I can say about Hide, but I have so much work to do and I have to finish this before Hide's 42nd birthday. So anyway, happy birthday to Hide.
Otanjobi omedeto, Hide-san. I hope you're enjoying your birthday up there in rock heaven. And that was a clip of Hide's laugh. Wasn't it so cute? So I guess this is it, and I will let Everfree continue playing till the end. And I hope you enjoyed this special tribute podcast to Matsumoto Hideto, the Pink Spider. And I hope everybody else has a great Hidemas. If there is a song that I missed and you truly wanted to hear, please tell me and I will play it for you in my next podcast. Enjoy, and thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Hontou ni. This has been Krim with J-Rock on. Ja ne!